Morning. Today's daf is daf Kufchaf in Zvachim. It's 120. Final daf of the Masechta. Looking forward to doing it again. 7.5 short years from now. Hopefully we'll not only see it again, but we'll see the Beis Hamikdash again. In our day. Tomorrow we start Menachos. So everyone prepare yourselves for Masechta that we'll talk more about tomorrow morning, which is very similar. A lot of the same issues come up. It's a good review in terms of what we saw in terms of basic carbonus discussion. But it's Menachos. It speaks more about the carbon mincha. In the meantime, however, we're finishing up the 14th parak of Zvachim. 14th parak has been thematically about the Bama Gadola versus the Bama Katana. There are times historically when we can offer karbanos in our backyard, and the Mishnayos and the Gemara speak to this idea. We spoke about two historical periods. During the 14 years of Gilgal, we offered up Bamas in our backyard. That was the first 14 years in which we entered Eretz Yisrael. 7 years of conquering the land, 7 years of dividing the land. We had this Shas Heter during this period where the Bama Gedola, where the main Bama was in Gilgal. Then after 369 years of Shiloh, so we had it again. For 57 years, we had the periods of Nov and Givon, where again, same story. We had a Bama Gedola situated in Nov and in Givon. And during that time, again, once again, it was Bamas were permissive, or Bamas Katanas were permitted. We are in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, and we're at the two dots, right? Kol HaKachim. It's about 15 lines from the top of the page, and it's the last two words in the line. Kol HaKachim, the Gemara starts off, Amar Rav Kahana, Loshono LeBeshchita, Ava Be'ala, Karas Nami Mechayef. Okay. We talked about, let me just give a brief introduction. It's something we spoke about already in the past, but it comes up again in this little piece of Gemara over here. And that's the Yisr Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz, as we talked about, is when I shech the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, so it comes with an Yisr Kares. It's the main source of the Pesukim for Shchut Echutz is found in Parshas Achrei Mos. Now, just quickly, this is just by way of introduction so that we understand the few lines of a Gemara coming up. So it starts off in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, Dabel Aaron Vel Banav Vel Kol Bnei Yisrael Ve'amarta Lehem Zeh Adavar Shik Sefer Hashem Leimor Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shor O Chesef O Eiz B'machana O Asher Yishchat Michutz L'machana. So he shecht the carbon the Al Pesach O Moed Lo Eviu, but you didn't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash La'akriv carbon La'Hashem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem Dam Yechashiv La'ishahu Dam Shafach. He spilled blood. Spoke about how strongly the Torah feels about the sister of Shchut Echutz. It's like you're killing. V'nichras ha'ish mehahu mekarev amo. And this person's going to get kares. Okay? And that is Pesukim Beis Gimel Dalet. So Pesukim Beis Gimel Dalet speak to the person who's going to get kares because he violated the sister of Shchut Echutz. You'll remember about a week and a half ago, closer to 2 weeks ago, we discussed the following. These first three psukim, you know, we can include Pasuk Aleph as well, these first four psukim are talking about somebody who was mocked his animal when there was no permission whatsoever to offer outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then checked it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? And then we have psukim Hay and Vav. L'man asher yavi b'nei Yisrael sezivchei Hashem zevchim apnei asadeh v'yavim la'Hashem el Pesach ha'amoed el ha'koin v'zavchu zivchei shlemim la'Hashem osam. You got to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Zarak HaKohen Es Adam HaMizbech Hashem Pesach Ol HaMoed V'Yiktir HaChev L'Rech Nichoch LaHashem. And then V'Lo Yizbechu Od Es Zivchem L'Seirim Hashem Zonim Achreim Chukas Olam Tiyalehem Zos Lehem L'Darosam. Okay, and the next three Pesukim, the Gemara tells us, is talking about a Karban where I was Maktishit when there was Heter Bamos, when it was okay. And then, lo and behold, the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim was built, and these psukim speak now at this point in time. Animals that was makdish b'shas heter, and then I shechted b'shas iser habamos. Okay. Fine? So that's the breakup of the parsha. First four psukim are dealing with at a time when there was an iser bamos, and the next three psukim are talking about at a time when there was a heter bamos. And what's the difference? One basic difference. Kares. That's it. Meaning in the first part of the parsha, you're going to get kares. In the second part of the parasha, you're not going to get colors. All right. Now we go to our Gemara. So our Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Kahana lo shanu ala b'shchita. This distinction that we're making, where I was makdish the animal b'shas heter bamos, versus I was makdish the animal not during heter bamos, during ister bamos, and where I get kares for the latter, not for the former, that's only true with regarding shchita. Aval b'ha'ala kares nami mechayev. But when it comes to offering the karban, there it makes no difference. The punishment is always going to be kares. Even when I was makdish the animal, there was a shas heter bamos. There's always going to be kares for the isra of halah. My time now. Well, yeah, so how come? Where does he get that distinction from? The amakra va'aleim tamar. So because where do we learn about the isra of halah? The next pasuk. So I've read through, starting from pasuk aleph, I read all the way to pasuk zayin. Right, v'lo yizbechu od et zivchehem lasi'irim. And then pasuk ches starts like this: Va'aleim tamar ish ish mi beis yisrael menager asher yagur besocham asher yale ola ozavach. Don't do it. Don't offer your carbon outside. So va'aleim tamar, what he's going to do, Rav Kahana, is he's going to take the aleph of va'aleim and he's going to turn it into an ayin.
Oh
boy, yeah, yeah. So va'aleim tamar. So and what difference does that make? So look at the Gemara now. So I'm a krav aleim tamar al hasmuchim tamar, meaning on everything we said above, everything above pasuk ches, pesukim aleph through zayin, the aleihem tamar. Now you didn't hear me say the ayin, but I did. I don't know how to make it. I don't know how to make it different. Now you know how to make it different. I don't. But once you make an ayin, it's alehen, meaning on everything we just said, right? Al means on top of. On everything we just said, now there's an isra of halah b'chutz, offering a carbon outside. And the Torah is very clear. What if I offer the carbon outside? V'al pesach omar lo yivyan, la'asos asol la'ashem, v'nirchas ahish ha'hu me'amav. You get karis. So for the isra of halah, on everything above, meaning whether I was makdish the animal b'shas, Isser Bamos, or whether it was Makdash the animal B'shas, Heter Bamos, it doesn't matter. On Shechita, we'll make a distinction. On Halaa, we will not make a distinction. So Maskif L'Rabbis, the Rabbis says, I'm not buying this. I'm not buying any of this. Maskif L'Rabbis, Miksiv Aleim Tamar, Forever Aleim Ksiv. So first of all, you did it. You changed the Pasuk from an Aleph to an Ayin. You can't do that. Right, and there is a difference in, you know, I've quoted the Rambam before. The Rambam says, it's really a Gemara Megillah. It is a Gemara and Megillah that the person who can't differentiate between his olives and his ayins can't be the Shleich Tzibur. You can't ask him to daven for the Amud. He doesn't know how to pronounce Hebrew correctly. Okay, so, and that's of course me. So number one, you can't just arbitrarily change the pasuk from an alf to an ayin. The O Tanya, and on top of that, we learned in a brisa arba klalos hayar Rabbi Shimon Amar bekachim. So there are basically four categories, and they are hikdishim b'shas isra habamos v'shachavela b'shas isra habamos b'chutz harim ba'aseh v'lo saseh v'ishmam kares. So the classic shchut echutz is where I sanctified the animal b'shas isra bamos. I shechted and offered it b'shas isra bamos. So then you're going to get kares. Category number two, I was makdish at a time when there was a heter bamos, and then I shechted and offered b'shas yisra bamos harein ba'aseh v'lo saseh ve'ein b'hem kares. Now I could stop right here. This is a braisa.
The Mishnah said the same exact thing.
Gemara quotes a braisa. Okay, but I could stop right here now, because already you see Rav Kahana's in a lot of trouble. Because he says there's no distinction. The Braisa says, yes, there is. Okay, so we're going to finish it up, but understand that really the whole question to Rav Kahana was just been presented, and Rav Kahana's not going to have an answer. But let's finish up. Category number three. Well, if we go the opposite direction, when I was makdish the animal, there was an Isser Bama, and then when I actually shechted and offered it, it was b'shas heter bamos. Harein ba'asei, that's just a violation of a positive commandment. Because when I was makdish, the Torah says, and you know where you got to bring it, you got to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Vein b'hem below saseh, but there's no love, there's no negative prohibition. Higdish b'shas heter bamos v'shachav ha'ala b'shas heter ha'bamos. Patami Klum. And then there's a classic example of being the other extreme, Maktishit when it was all good, it was all okay, and Shechting and offering it when it was all okay. So Patami Klum, so there's no liability whatsoever. Okay, to Yufta, the Rav Kahana to Yufta. So the Gemara ends off by saying, okay, Rav Kahana has nothing to base himself on. First of all, the Gemara asks two bomb questions on Rav Kahana. Number one, you're changing the pasuk from Va'aleim to Va'aleihem, right? From the Aleph version, what we have, to the Ayin version. So you can't do that. And number two, the Braisa explicitly states that by Shechita and by Ha'alah, there's going to be a difference whether I was Maktishit Bishas Isser versus Bishas Heter Bamos. Okay, right. Done and done. Yes?
Rav Kahana's opinion was that if you are, you be Shechita when Bamos are Mutter, and then you bring it up when Bamos are Aser, then you're going to get in trouble?
You're always going to get in trouble. His issue was an issue of Kares. Are you going to get Kares when offering up this carbon? So he's of the position that you're always going to get kares, even if when you were Maktishit it was the Shas Heter Bamos.
Right.
So for Shechita there's not going to be kares. But what his argument is that for Halah, for offering it outside, there is going to be kares. That's his argument. And the Gemara says it doesn't stand.
Oh, he's talking about when you did Shechita and you did Halah?
Yeah, you did both. But there was an Isser Bamos at the time when you did it, but at the time when you were actually Maktish the animal, there was a Shas Heter Bamos.
Oh, you were Maktish at B'Shas Heter.
Correct. Okay. Kachem Smicha Dechtiv Lepnei Hashem V'Samach Shechita Tzafon. Sorry. Our Mishnah, okay, new topic. Our Mishnah gave a whole list of things that do not apply to the to your Bama Katana. You offer in your backyard. So you know in the Beit HaMikdash there's a whole bunch of rules that you got to follow and a whole bunch of regulations. But when you offer in your backyard, not so many rules, not so many regulations. And the Mishnah was very clear about all the things that do not apply in your backyard. We go back all the way to the beginning of the Perek because that's where the Mishnah lists all the rules. Quickly. Yeah, you're right, by the way. The Mishnah made the same exact point. Okay, ma bein bama yachla bama tzibor. What's the difference between them? So I'm just going to review the Mishnah, and then we're going to go to the Gemara. What the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to source everything from the Pesukim. Okay, but before we do that, let's just quickly review. So what's the difference between bama yachla versus bama tzibor? So the Mishnah told us, smicha, I don't got to put my hands on the head of the animal. Shechita safon, I don't have to shecht on the north side of my bama. Matan saviv, I don't have to go around and sprinkle around all four corners of the mizbeach. Tenufa v'hagasha, tenufa is the waving. You know, it's funny, we went through all of Masechet Zvachim. We didn't really speak about the tenufa in any type of detail. Okay, there's menachos coming up, so, you know, give it a chance. Hagasha is the presentation. When I have a mincha offering, I gotta bring my mincha close to the mizbeach, touch the kli of the mincha to the mizbeach, okay. And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain mincha babam, and Rabbi Yehuda says no such thing. There's no mincha that's offered on your backyard. Kihun, I don't need kahuna on my backyard bama. I don't need big day shareis. I don't need kli shareis. I don't need reich nichawach. Right, we talked about that. You don't need mechitza ladamim. Right, on your big mizbeach in Yerushalayim or in Shiloh, there was a line right in the middle. And you know that you have to, generally speaking, hit below the line, except for your carbon chatas, or you have to hit above the line. In your backyard, bama, no such line exists. You don't physically have to make a line, and halachically, there doesn't have to be any line.
The thing that you in your backyard, you're not supposed to bring any carbon chatas anyway. So what?
Fine, but the line is important, though, because we know by carbonola, it has to go below the line. Right, the chuta sikra. It has to go below the line, and the Mishnah's point is not in your backyard. It doesn't matter. Big day sharis klisharis reich nechoch mechitzel adam v'richutz yadam v'raglaim. There's no requirement to wash your hands and feet for your backyard. Aval, but and the things that do apply are zman nosa tamei. They do apply. We'll come back to that later. Okay, so now we're just going to quickly run through the Gemara. The Gemara is going to source everything. Every one of these things that are mentioned, the Torah is clear that it has to be lifnei Hashem. And since your bama katana is not lifnei Hashem, it's not in the one selected location, so consequently it's not doesn't have this requirements. So smicha dichsiv lifnei Hashem v'samach shchitas, Safar, I'm sorry, Lifnei Hashem v'samach, period. Shechita Safon, shechting up on the north side, Dechsiv Safon Lifnei Hashem. Matarno Saviv, how about the blood applications all the way around, Dechsiv V'zarak Al HaMizbeach Saviv. Okay, the amount of that of pasuk that the Gemara just quoted doesn't really speak to the source, but also next to it is a Lifnei Hashem Rashi quotes Vizarka Kornes Adam Amizbech Pesach Omoi. Okay, Tenufa Dichsiv as far as the waving of the carbon Beinifa Kornes Lifnei Hashem. Good. Hagasha Dichsiv presentation Begisha Al Amizbech, and then we jump to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Amrei Mincha Bebama. So Amr Rav Sheshos the Divrei Amrei Yesh Mincha Bebama Yesh Ofas Bebama the Divrei Amrei Ein Mincha Bebama Ein Ofas Bebama. We've seen this already before. If you're Rabbi Yehuda and you don't think that there's a mincha offered in your backyard, you equally do not believe that birds are offered in your backyard as well. Why? Because zvachim v'lo minachos, zvachim v'lo ofos. Because when describing what you bring in your backyard, the Torah refers to a zevach. Zevach is generally an animal. If you're using zevach as an exclusionary term, it excludes birds, it excludes minachos as well. Kohen dichsi v'zaraka kohen.
But in Masechet Zevachim, we actually talk about Ofod as being korbanot. So
it is a carbon, but it's not a zevach. It's
not the zevachim, though. No, it's not the menachot. It's not the zevachim that it's got.
Correct. I mean, we'll discuss birds more here, but in terms of nomenclature, in terms of how we define things, zevach usually is a reference to an animal. Zarek HaKohen. So as far as Kahuna is concerned, we have Zarek HaKohen. Again, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole source, but it is Lifnei Hashem. Big day Shares, wearing the Begadim, L'Shares B'Kodesh. The Pasuk says you're going to be M'Shares B'Kodesh in the area of sanctity. Your backyard is not considered an area of Kodesh. U'Kli Shares, what about Kelam Asher Yishartu Bam B'Kodesh? Again, the Torah is exceedingly clear that it's in the base of Mikdash that you need Kli Shares in your backyard. You do not need Kli Shares. L'Rech Necholach Dechziv, L'Rech Necholach LaHashem. There's no requirement of Rech Nichoach. We described back in the Mishnah. It has to give off, in the Beis HaMikdash, it must give off a pleasant odor. You can't roast it before putting it onto the Beis HaMikdash. You have to actually put it on the Beis HaMikdash first. In your backyard, not necessarily true. Mechitza bedamim dechziv aisa ha-reshes ad chatzi ha-mizbeach. The ha-mizbeach means the mizbeach, meaning in your backyard. You don't have to make any type of demarcation between the upper and the lower portion. Rechutz yadayim, I know I'm going quickly. Dechsiv uvekrav temel mizbech yirchatsu. When you approach the mizbeach, so you need to wash your hands. Okay, period. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Okay, Rami Bar Chama is going to say the following. There are going to be, a couple times today, this is the first time, there's going to be a real question of what the correct girsa of the Gemara is. So Rashi does not have the girsa that we have in the Gemara upcoming. Okay, so be it. We're gonna work with the girsa in our Gemara. It's going to be a little bit smoother than Rashi's girsa. Rashi's girsa has got one major issue, which if you want, you can come over to me after Daf. I'll explain to you. But anyway, I'm going to read the Gemara as it's presented in our Gemara. Rami Bar Chama. Lo shano le b'kachi b'ama katana v'ikruvim b'ama katana. Ava b'kachi b'ama katana dikarvina b'ama gadola yesh chitzui. Rami Bar Chama says, look, I designate an animal. I'm during these 57 years where there's no Shiloh and there's no Yerushalayim and there's no Vengivon. And you know, a lot of this Gemara is just very difficult. It's very challenging because these Gemaras don't apply to us. Meaning, what are we're talking about offering during a time of Heter Bamos. We haven't had Heter Bamos in 2,500 years. It's a long time. All right, so you understand, you know, this is a lot of theoretical Gemaras that we're doing over here. Fine, so be it. So so during those 57 years, I pointed to my animal and I said to my animal, I'm going to offer you, and then, I originally designated to offer it in my backyard. It's an ola, it's a shlamim. Okay. And then, now, if I actually offer it in my backyard, so we just learned, so many regulations don't apply. The kahuna, kli shares, big day shares, all that doesn't apply. Okay? And there's no mechitza, meaning there's no chitzui. I don't have to worry about hitting the lower portion of the mizbeach versus the top portion of the mizbeach. Rami Bar Chama says, but what if I do the following? What if I take this animal and say, you know what, let's go to Nov, let's go to Givon, Let's bring it to Givon. Does it adopt the rules of a regular Mizbeach?
You mean that you did the Shechita at home? Very good at the Shechita.
Right. Fair question. I mean, the Gemara is not exceedingly clear about that. Not clear. So, lo shana lebekache b'amaketana v'yikrivun b'amaketana aval. Bekache b'amaketana dekarvinu b'amaketana yesh chitzui. So Rami Barcham is of the position that once I bring it to the Bama Gedola, even though that's not where I designated to bring it, I was thinking to bring it in my backyard, but then I changed my mind afterwards, it adopts the rules of the Bama Gedola. Notably, I don't know why the Gemara only points to one of the rules, but notably that you need chitzui, meaning you have to hit the lower portion of the Mizmech, not the upper portion. Most of Rabba says, no, I don't think so. And not only do I not think so, I'm going to quote a Braisa. And the Braisa reads like this. We saw this Braisa 2 days ago. Chazev v'shokut shumalach metod nohagim b'kachet b'ma gedola v'ein nohagim b'kachet b'ma katana. Certain things just don't apply by the b'ma katana. Chazev v'shok. Every time I offer a shlamim, parts of the shlamim have to go to a kohen. Okay? But that's only if I offer an b'ma gedola. If I offer an b'ma katana, I don't have to worry about that. Kohen doesn't have to get his share. Chumas lach metoda, right? When I offer carbon toda, so if I offer carbon toda on the b'ma gedola, so I got to give 4 of the 40 loaves over to a kohen. However, if I offer it in my backyard, kohen doesn't get anything. Okay, so now ain't hagim b'kachet b'ma katana. So from the simple reading of this brisa, it sounds like it doesn't matter where you actually shecht it. The only thing that matters is what was its original designation. This would seem to be a question on Rami Bar Chama. So, Ema, Nohagim Bebama Gedola, the Ein Ohagim Bebama Katana. So the Gemara says, okay, instead of saying, the way the Braisa was presented to us was Nohagim Bekache Bama Gedola, what we're going to do is we're going to take out the word Kache. Okay, you know, this approach of just taking words out of the Braisa, not the best approach, it's not the most exciting approach, but it's a way of defending Rami Bar Chama, and the Gemara wants to do that. Obviously feeling that his position has validity. So we'll take out the word kache, and now the Braisa reads, it depends where you shecht it. If you shecht it on your Bama Katana, so then these things don't apply. Once you shecht it on your Bama Gedola, even though that wasn't its original designation, all the rules of Bama Gedola would apply. Okay? And as long as we're reading the Braisa that way, we are fully supportive of Rami Bar Chama. Ika de Amre.
I'm sorry, can you explain how that gets him off?
Because the original, I'll try it again. The original presentation of the Braisa was Kache, right? Which means that it's all a question of what the carbon originally was designated as. And it doesn't matter where I shechted it. If I originally designated it to be offered in my backyard, that's it. It will forever have all the rules and regulations in my backyard, which means not a lot of rules and regulations. Even if I took that animal and offered on the Bama Gedola, still, it's going to be relieved of all the rules and regulations. That's the way the Braisa originally reads, because the Braisa uses the words kache, which means that it depends on what the carbon was originally designated as.
Okay.
What the Gemara does, not so neatly, is it just simply takes out the word kache. And now then, the way the Braisa now is read is, Nohagin bebama katana ve'ein nohagin bebama gedola, which means it's all a function of where I shecht it. If I shecht it outside in my backyard, no rules and regulations. If I shecht it in the bama gedola, all the rules and regulations. So now it's just a function of where I shecht it, regardless of how I originally designated it. Okay? Let's ikadamre. Okay, now here's what we're going to do. Rami Bar Chama is going to come version number 2. Second version of Rabbi Barcham, and again, we're sticking with our Gemara's Girsa. Rashi's Girsa is not this, but we're going to go with the Gemara's Girsa. Am Rabbi Barcham lo shana ola bekache b'ma gedola v'ikrivam b'ma gedola ava bekache b'ma katana af agav dekarvinu b'ma gedola ein chitzui. Now here in the second version, it's role reversal. It's Rabbi Barcham saying that if I originally designated to offer my backyard, It will always be relieved of any of those obligations, like giving parts of it to the Kohen, like chitzui hamizbeach, top versus bottom. None of that would apply. Lema misayale. Now, what we'll say is that brisa that we just quoted in its original form will serve as proof for Rami Bar Chama. Chazav v'shokut shomas lachem etod nohagim b'katche bama gedola v'nohagim b'katche bama ketana. So the Gemara says, look, a brisa speaks to that. Because the brisa says that if I earmark it for my backyard, it will always have the status of backyard. Good. So that would be supportive of Rami Bar Chama, even if I took the animal and offered it in the Bama Gedola. So the Gemara says, again, it's not a proof because because what we'll do, what we would have done to defend Rami Bar Chama in the first version, we'll do to attack Rami Bar Chama in our second version. Meaning the Braisa doesn't mean, the carbon, the Braisa actually means location. Location is the most significant part. If I offer in my backyard, it's relieved. If I offer in the Bama Gedola, it now becomes obligated. Upligi de Rebbe Elazar. And this second version that we just quoted does not agree with Rebbe Elazar. Dama Rebbe Elazar. Olas Bama Yachit Sheikhnisa Bifnim. Kaltua Mechitzos Lechol Davar. If I have an Ola of a carbon which I was planning on bringing in my backyard, and then I said, you know what? I changed my mind. Let's go to Nov. Let's go to Givon. I hear the weather's beautiful in Givon this time of year. Let's go to Givon. And let's bring the animal to Givon. So the way the Braisa presents it, it's not a Braisa, I'm sorry, it's Rebbe Elazar. The way he says it is that once you bring it inside to Givon, Kaltua Mechitzos Lechol Davar, the walls of Givon absorb it. What does that mean? It means it adopts all the rules and regulations of your Bama Gedola. Kohen, Klishares, etc., etc., etc. Okay.
Even if it reshechted at your house?
It seems to be. Again, you asked that before, and I'm not sure if it was shechted once before. Okay. Bayi Rabbi Zera, Olas Bamas Yachid, Sheikhniso Lefnim Vahotzio Lechotz Mahu. Okay. Now, listen, Rabbi Lazar just told us, once I bring it into the walls of Nov and Givon, so that's it. It takes on all the rules and regulations of Nov and Givon. Okay, how about this? How about if I bring it into the walls of Nov and Givon? By the way, did Nov and Givon have walls around it?
Question.
Okay, the Gemara from the
demarcation.
Yeah, from the Gemara over here, it sounds like, yeah, sure, of course.
But the thing is, when it comes to written Megillah, they're not containing walled cities.
Yeah. I hear you.
Right?
I don't know. Historically, I do not know. You need somebody who is more into archaeology than me.
Those are only ones that had walls during the time of Yehoshua,
right.
So no.
Okay. Could have been built after. I simply do not know. But from the Gemara's discussion over here, it sounds like a no-brainer. Yes, they did have walls. I can't back it up with any other information.
You weren't there.
I wasn't. It was neither place. Neither Nova and Givon. So, Olas Bamas Yachid Sheikhnisa Lefnim Vahotzio Lechotz Mahu. What if I take the animal inside to the area of Nov and Givon, and then quickly say, you know what? No. And I pluck it out. And essentially what the Gemara wants to know is, look, we just talked in terms of Klita, meaning that once you bring it in, it adopts all the rules. But does that mean permanently? Or if I took it out, so maybe then I actually removed all the rules and regulations of Nov and Givon. Me and Rina came into Ayla Kautala Mechitzaso, Dema came into Hadar Hadar. So Lav Hainu Plukta de Rabba Verab Yosef. So the Gemara says, look, this question seems to be like this is a retread of an issue that we discussed previously, the Rabba Rav Yosef discussion that we had earlier in the Masechta. Now, second time this morning, it's going to be more girsa trouble in terms of what the correct girsa of the Gemara is. But here's what we'll start with. We'll start with the Mishnah in Me'ilah. Okay? Did not kashya kashin sheshachlan bedaron. If I take a carbon ol and I shechel on the south side of the Mizbeach. Okay, now this Mishnah in Me'ilah is not talking about Bama Gedola. It's not talking about Bama Ketana. It's talking about a classic scenario where we have a Beis HaMikdash in Yushalayim and I take an ol and I shechel on the south side. Now you know that's a no-no. Right? This week's Parsha. Right? Ola has to be done in the north. That we spent a lot of time this Masechta talking about. And Eshech in the south. So, Mo'alan Bahen. So there's a din of Mi'ila. Okay? And then here's where we get to the tricky part. The next line reads, Im Alu Lo Yardu. If, it's in parentheses, and if I bring it up onto the Mizbeach, Lo Yardu, I don't bring it down again. So I think what we'll do now is we'll take that out. Right? We'll take that line out of the Mishnah. What we want to know is the Bailahu. We want to know the following question. Okay, now, go to, I know this is a little confusing, I apologize. Go to Rashi over here. Rashi, about four lines below where we are in the Gemara, where you see the words Hachi Garsinan. Okay. Hachi Garsinan by Mesechus Me'ila. Okay, this is a Mishnah of Me'ila, which we'll get to in a few short months from now. I'd say about 6 months. Chulun's long. Okay. But Mesechus Me'ila, the Hachi Nami Garsinan, La Lav Hainu, the Rabbah, Rav Yosef, did not. Okay, and I'm reading out of Rashi now. Karche Karshim Sheshachim Bedar Ma'olam Behen. Okay, the Mishnah just simply says there's a din of Me'ila. That makes perfect sense because this Mishnah is out of Me'ila. The Mishnah is interested in the laws of Me'ila, meaning it has Kedusha. You can't misappropriate it. Okay, it was designated as a Karban and therefore has Kedusha. Even though the one who shechted it goofed. He shechted in the south and he should have been shechting in the north. Okay, V'i Bailahu. Now, I'm reading out of Rashi, Alu Mahu Sheyardu. The question is a very simple question. What if I take this carbon and I bring it up on the top of the Mizbeach? Do I bring it down? Or does the Mizbeach absorb it? So you hear how the Gemara is now striking a parallel. Meaning you took it to a place where you shouldn't have taken it to. Does it absorb it or does it not absorb it? Now it's not the same. It's not the same issue. Because here in this Rabbah Rav Yosef discussion, we're talking about the Mizbeach and its ability to absorb versus what we're discussing now, where if I bring a carbon into the area of Novan Givon, does that area absorb it? So it's not the same, and the Gemara is going to point that out in just a moment, but just I'm showing you why the Gemara thinks that they're parallel. Rabba Amar Yarzu. So Rabba's of the opinion, you take it right down. You didn't shecht in the north, you didn't shecht it properly, the Mizbech does not absorb it. Rav Yosef Amar Im Alu Lo Yardu. And Rav Yosef says that if you bring it up, you do not bring it down, it absorbs it. So Rav Amar Yardu De Lo Dam Lo Shapsulim Shapsulim Bekodesh Ela Keman Dechankinan Dami. I'm still in Rashi because Rashi over here provides for us a basis of understanding. Rabba says that you're going to bring it down. Why? Shechting it in the south is like choking the animal to death. Meaning it's so inappropriate. I don't mean that in other words, it's so illegal. What you did so wrong, it's as if you just choked the animal to death. It has simply no business whatsoever to be on the top of the Mizbech. Amal Rabba lo Amrina Kalut. So according to Rabbi, right, he obviously disregards the whole concept of absorption. It doesn't absorb. And Rav Yosef Amrina Kalut, and Rav Yosef says, no, it does absorb because it's not totally inappropriate. Now let's go back to our Gemara.
Isn't that Kigul though? Because it's not in its place.
No, Pigul's all about Machshava. Here, actually shechted in the south. No, so that's exactly Rabba's point. Rabba says it can't. It can't accept it. It's not a shechted carbon. Okay. So I'm a little yellow, Rav Yosef. Okay. Now, Tibai. Now we're going to go back to the Gemara. And we're going to go to the parts of Tibai la Rabba, where now the Gemara is going to point out it's not the same. It's not the same discussion. Tibai la Rabba, Tibai la Rav Yosef. Tibai la Rabba, Ad kan lo kama Rabba la b'mizbech techazilei mikdash. I'm sorry, ela b'mizbech techazilei mikdash shelo chazilo lo mikadesh. Ava mechitza, af agav delo chazilei kalta. So the Gemara says, look, according to Rabba, you could draw a very simple distinction. In the case of shechting an ola in the south, it's not fit for the mizbeach. So what are you asking me? Can I bring it up? No. And what if I bring it up? Then bring it right back down again. It simply has no business being there. A carbon which I was planning on offering in my backyard, and then I changed my mind, and then I offer it up in Givon, it's not inappropriate. It's not a wrong place. So the Gemara says, so for Rabba, the two issues may not be connected. And the Gemara says, and look, and even according to Rav Yosef, we could do the same thing. Draw a distinction. Look, in the case of taking a carbon oil and shechting in the south, okay, I know I shechted on the wrong side of the Mizbeach, but we're in the temple courtyard. It's Chad Makom, it's the same place. But In the case of my animal, which I originally designated to offer in my backyard bama, and then I bring it to Givon, those are two distinct places. Maybe there's no difference. Teku, the Gemara says, look, we're going to leave this question unresolved. Meaning, the issue of Rabba and Rav Yosef, in terms of taking a carbon, checking on the south side, does that machlokas parallel our discussion over here? The Gemara says, no, it doesn't. It doesn't parallel the machlokas, and B, the Gemara says, we just simply leave the question unresolved. The Gemara points out that Rabbi Yanai was not as clear on the issue as Rabban Rav Yosef was. The Bar Rav Yanai Evrei Olas Bamas Yachid Shalulim Izbeach V'Yardu Mahu. So the Gemara says, what if I have limbs of an Ola, of a carbon Ola that was shechted on a Bamas Yachid that was offered up onto the main Mizbeach? Say so. Heichad olam mishalach mahem la or lo tibaylach tibaylach heichad demashla bahena or, and we're asking about where the limbs already started catching fire. My, and the Gemara says teku, he didn't know, meaning he doesn't know whether or not these limbs can stay up onto the mizbech or should be taken off the mizbech. Okay, one more discussion to be had. One more major discussion to be had. Itmar shchitas laila bebamas yachid. Okay. We've already mentioned that on your bama outside, there are a lot of relaxation of rules. Okay, a ton. Because we just went through all of them. Smicha, tenufa, kohen, right? A lot of relaxation of rules. How about nighttime? Can I shecht at night in my backyard? Okay, now again, we're not, you know, it's a 2,500-year-old question. Right, 2,500-year-old question, because we haven't had these bama katanas in some time now. But still, as long as we're talking about relaxing the rules, can I shecht at night?
If you're doing that
at Zrika,
it's more important than anything else.
No, Zrika you have to do. No, Zrika is not a... No. Zrika,
yeah.
You have to do. Zrika is the whole essence of a carbon is the Zrika. So Zrika you do. You just don't... What the Mishnah meant is you don't have to Zrika on all four corners. But you got to do one Zrika. So how about shechting at night? So Chanamar Ksher v'Chanamar Psula. So the Gemara says it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Okay. V'kamiflagi b'derevelazer amikrai adade. Okay. And the Gemara says this question is somewhat discussed in Navi. Shmuel Aleph. We've been doing a lot of Shmuel lately. Yeah. Well, because the reason why in the 14th parak Shmuel becomes so popular is because during the period of Shmuel, we were in this period of time. We were in the, you know, there was no Shiloh, and right, we just learned yesterday that it was basically during David's entire reign that you had that debacle. So Shmuel's, you know.
Shmuel was right after Shiloh, right?
Shiloh was destroyed with Eli.
Right, and he was brought.
Correct, and he was an ex. Correct. Correct. Okay, so we are Perek Yudalit, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yudalit. Okay. Now we're good. Okay. Here's what happens. This is not by David HaMelech, this is back by Shaul. So war against the Plishtim, right, common occurrence in those times, and by Yosha Hashem by Yamahu as Yisrael by Amnuchama Avra as base Aven. The Ish Yisrael Nigash by Yamahu by Yosha Alam Lemor Arur Ish Asher Yochal Lechem Ad HaErev. Shaul says, "Look, I'm going to make a public fast. We're in battle, and it's a tough battle. I'm going to make a public fast." V'nikamti me'yavai v'lo tam kol ha'am lachem, and he says, we're going to take vengeance against our enemies, against the Plishtim, but nobody can eat bread. There was honey out in the field, but no one would touch it because Shaul said, do not touch it. Yonah's son, Shaul's son, did not hear about it. And so Yonasan tasted a little bit of the honey. But Ta'orna Einav, and his eyes become bright. And then somebody told him about the shvur that was made by his father. Okay. Now, Vayat Ha'am Es HaShalal conquered the Plishtim, and we took a whole bunch of spoils of war. Vayichutzonu Vakar Vnei Vakar Vayishchetu Arza Vayochal Ha'am Al Hadam. Okay. Now, what happens is that we take the karbanos, or we take the animals. Let me not call them karbanos because it's not clear. We take the animals and we shecht it on the ground. Vayochal ha'am al hadam, and we eat over the blood. Okay, it is very unclear what just happened. However, what is clear is we did something wrong. Vayagidu l'shaul le'mor, hinei am chotim la'Hashem l'chol al hadam. Look what they're doing—they're eating over the blood. Vayomer, and Shaul's response is, I'm still reading the psukim, begadetem, you, right, treachery, golu elai hayom evan gedola, get out the big stone. Okay, to stone them? No. Vayomer Shaul putsu ba'am v'amartam lahem gishu alai ish sharavi ish siyehu ushchatetem bazeva achaltem. We got to shecht on the stone. Yeah, we're going to make a bomber. We're going to shecht on the stone. So they shecht it over there. And why are we talking over this whole story? Why are we telling over the whole story? Because, right? Sounds like they did it at night. Okay.
Isn't there a concern of Benedict because that night he can't see anything?
Yeah, that is a concern. In the in Hilchos Shechita, so there is permission. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to shecht at night. You have to have an avuka. You have to have a torch. He says one single candle is not enough, but you have to have a torch. But you're allowed to shecht at night.
See, the other restriction that they didn't apply to the Balma Kitana was because it was not practical. You could have a Kohen there to the service and everything. But in terms of timing is universal.
Right. Okay, so you understand where the question's coming from, meaning we know that there's a relaxation of rules, so what rules can give and what rules are universal rules? Right, so like we discussed, the Zrikas Adam, that's a universal, that you have to do.
That's the only thing, right? And then Minun Ha'Evan.
Okay, so the Gemara's discussing. So, let's go back to the Gemara. V'kamif gibi derevelaz rami kriya da diksi vayom ebegatim galu elai hayom evan gadola. So it says that they made Evan Gadola. Now, the first pasuk says that they did it hayom, meaning the one pasuk says they did it during the day. And then uksiv ayom shal potzu ba'amai martan hegishu ala isharo v'ish sayehu ushchatatem bazem v'achatem lo sechetu l'sham l'chol al adam v'hegishu kol ha'am isharo b'yado ha'layla v'ishchetu sham. So, discrepancy. One pasuk says that they shechted during the day. The other pasuk says they shechted at night. Mar mishani. So, how are we going to approach the discrepancies? So, one approach is kan bechulin, kan bekachim. Oh, depends on some of the animals were designated as karbanos and some of them were not designated as karbanos. The ones that were designated as karbanos during the day. Bing, that's the answer to our question. So, even though we're not in Shiloh and we're not, even though we're in a Bama Ketana, it's got to be done during the day. Chulin, non-consecrated animals, that can be shechted at night. Okay, that's one approach. A second approach, Mar Mishani, Kan Bekachi, Bama Gedola, Kan Bekachi, Bama Ketana. Oh, it depends. It depends which were designated for the Bama Gedola and which were designated for the Bama Ketana. The Bama Gedola animals, they were shechted during the day. The Bama Ketana animals were shechted at night. Okay, so this discrepancy in the psukim, in the story of Shaul against the Plishtim. Okay, so there's one pasuk says during the day and one pasuk says at night. So there are two ways of dealing with this, with the discrepancy in psukim, and it yields for us a machlokas. Can I shecht my bama katana at night? So according to the first approach, no, you can't. Once you're shechting for, and once you're designated as a karban, so nighttime is a universal no-no. You can't do night in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do night in your Bama Ketana. That's the first approach. The second approach says, no, Nighttime is not a universal. That's only for your Bama Gedola, but your Bama Gitan, you could shecht at night. Okay. Next. Itmar. Olas Bamas Yachid. Rav Amar Ein Teuna Hefshet V'Nituach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Teuna Hefshet V'Nituach. Flaying the animal, cutting the animal into pieces. Right? This is a mitzvah to do with your carbon ola. Stripping it of its hide and cutting it into pieces and then putting it onto the mizbeach. If I do an ola in my backyard, do I need to do that? Or can I just throw the animal right up onto the mizbeach? Look, Rav Yossi Aglili is very clear. Only once we have ola moed, then there's the mitzvah of heshev v'nituach. Mar savar, now.
What are they doing the second temple? There is no ola
moed. Ola moed meaning the base of Mikdash. Mar savar me ola moed ve'elech lo shna ba megdola lo shna ba mektana. Mar savar ba megdola in ba mektana lo. And again, it basically comes down to, now that we have this mitzvah of heshev v'nituach, is this a universal principle of karbanos, that specifically karbanola? That when I have a karbanola, I now, from this point forward, have to go through the process of flaying and cutting. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Yochanan, the Gemara says, look, I have a braisa that's supportive of Rav Yochanan. Dvarim Shemim Bama Gedola Bama Ketana. And here the braisa says, let's go over some basic differences between Bama Gedola versus Bama Ketana. Karen, right, the horns of the Mizbeach. Kevesh, the ram going up. Yesod, a foundation. Rivua, has to be square. But Bama Gedola, that's all true by your Bama Gedola. However, in your backyard, doesn't have to, no horns, no use, no foundation, no ramp, no squareness. But Bama Ketana. Next, Kiyor, having a basin. Vikano, the base for the basin. But Bama Gedola, the in Kiyor, Vikano, but Bama Ketana. You don't need that by your Bama Ketana. As we learned in our Mishnah, you don't even need to wash your hands. If I shech shlamim in my backyard, kohanim don't have to get the chazir v'shok, I get to keep it. Now, a list of things where they are the same. Again, we could stop right here. You see the braisa says it straight out. Hashavinituach is the universal. If I'm shechin ol in my backyard, I got to flay it and cut up into pieces, and then put up onto mizbech. Dam matir, I need to sprinkle the blood. Umifagel begedolo ketana, and also pigle. If I think when I'm sprinkling the blood, chutz lezmano, there's no chutzim kama by your bama ketana. Chutz lezmano, so then it's pigle. Mumen, all blemishes will disqualify. Uzman, also the issue of nosa begedola uve ketana. These are things that apply to both gedola and to ketana. Good. So the braisa is very clear, like Rav Yochanan, hefshe v'nituach, flaying the karbanola, cutting up into pieces, and then putting them onto the mizbeach. That's a universal. That applies even in your bama ketana as well. Good. All right, we'll pause over here. If and when we make a siyum, Bezrat Hashem. So we'll start at these two dots, and we'll do this little bit of Gemara over here. Tomorrow we begin Menachos. Looking forward, everybody, to a new Haschalah, a new beginning. Right? Usually they say Kol Haschalah's Kashos, so the beginnings are difficult. Menachos won't be that difficult. Right? You're going to say, very often when we do Menachos, you're going to be like, I heard that before. Correct, because a lot of the Mishnayos and a lot of the discussions we're going to have are going to be excellent reviews of that which we learn in Zvachim. But of course, we'll learn a lot more about Menachos as well. And one thing to get excited about from Menachos is that it's about 2 weeks in Menachos where the Gemara digresses to talk about tefillin, mezuzah, and tzitzis, and writing a Sefer Torah, and how to find its way into Menachos. Who knows? But we'll find out. But it's a lot of the halachas of Stam are found in Menachos, and that's an excellent little diversion over there.